大家好。
Hello everyone. My name is Dick.
我是树人佩玲牧师师母的组员。
I'm staff member to Pastor Jason and Jessica.
过去我是一个有耳但是不能够听的人。
In the past, I do have my ear, but I do not listen.
由细到大我都不会听我父母讲嘢。
I never listen to my parents.
结果就吃尽苦头。
At the end, I had all kinds of troubles.
在第一段的婚姻
In my first
marriage, 我就离婚收场。
I was divorced.
跟父母的关系亦都变得越来越差。
I have very bad relationship with my parents.
同我唯一嘅妹更加系毫无感情。
I have only one sisters, and but then we had nothing.
我系骄傲自大嘅长子。
I was proud and I was arrogant.
家庭毫无温度，冇爱，冇感情。
In my family, there was no warmth, no love, no nothing.
同现任嘅妻子亦都系咁。
Even with my present wife, it's the same.
活喺自我感觉嘅良好当中。
I feel good about myself.
就算系三番四次出轨。我亦都认为男人就系咁噶啦。
I had a fair time after another time, and yes, I thought that that's the way a man should be.
道个歉，认个错咪得咯。
A simple apologize, that's it.
结果13年嘅年初，我哋登记结婚。
We got married in the beginning of 2013.
但系年尾就陷入咗离婚嘅状态。
But at the end of it, we were almost divorced.
好感谢拯救我嘅耶稣。
But I thank Jesus who saved me.
佢冇放弃我。
He did not give up on me.
带我嚟到611。
He brought me to 611.
亦都是我人生第一次翻的教会。
It's the first church I ever attend.
更感恩的是带我进入了现在我的属灵家庭。
And he brought me into this cell group.
起初对我这个不听的人来讲是很不容易。
It was really hard for me at the beginning.
特别是我树人爸爸他那个一针见血的教导。
Because Jason 爸爸 he always very straightforward.
我过去永远都是对的觉得。
In the past, I always thought that I was right.
但是那段时变成样样都是错的。
But at the time, I just feel that I can't do nothing
right. 人生的次序完全是错误。
My life order was totally wrong.
我讲有错。
If I say something, I will make mistakes.
我不讲就更错。
If I don't say anything, I will make bigger mistakes.
我好像日日都被 X 光机咁照肺一样。
It's like every day I'm under this X-ray.
佢睇穿我内心嘅软弱。
He saw through me.
搞到我都有啲心灰意冷。
So I was really discouraged.
起初嗰阵时好难受，好想反抗。
At first I really want to rebel.
我嘅生命就好似洋葱咁样一层一层俾佢撕开。
I felt like I was like an onion, you know, layer by layer I've been peeled off.
另一方面，属灵嘅父母每一次见到我太太，都会问佢。阿迪有冇改变
？Every time my spiritual parents saw my wife, they always ask, "How is Dick? Has he changed?"
但老婆嘅回答总系冇，一啲都冇。
My wife also said, "No, he has not changed a bit."
嗰阵时我对我老婆好不满。
So I was really upset about my wife.
心里边成日都谂自己都已经好似一个小公公咁噶啦，千依百顺。
So I thought I'm so obedient now.
咁你仲想点呢
？What more do you want me?
感谢佩玲妈不断的鼓励和安慰我。
I thanks the encouragement and comfort from Jessica.
去使我生命不断的进步。
So that my life keep making progress.
加上小组每一次的聚会。
In every cell group meeting.
每一个的弟兄姊妹都可以很愿意地敞开自己的事来分享。
So every brother and sister willingly share their life.
更加让我听到圣灵不断地向我讲嘢。
I can hear the Holy Spirit speaking to me all the time.
在无奈前有一个弟兄他分享了他和父母的经历和互动。
So not long ago, one of the brothers shared about his interaction with parents.
让我很感动。
I was deeply moved.
我和妹妹就是在这种父母冰冷的关系里面成长。
So me and my sister grew up in this icy cold family relationship.
家庭毫无温度亦都没有爱。
My family did not have any warmth or love.
当时圣灵就跟我说要我去跟父母沟通。
So Holy Spirit prompted me to communicate with my parents.
我就鼓起勇气去找我父母。
So I pluck up all my courage and I went to my parents.
我敞开自己讲出我的感受。
I opened up my heart and told them my feelings.
这个时候我妹突然间来到我父母的家。
So my sister happened to come to my parents' house.
但是事先我们是没有约定。
But we didn't plan together.
我们一家四口从来没试过这样敞开自己的心交谈了很久。
So our family of four, the first time we actually opened up and had a long talk.
我将那个由细到大活在父母的争吵中一个得不到父爱和没有温暖家庭中成长的那个感受完全讲出来。
I told them how I grew up without father's love, without mother's love, and they would always argue. I told them all my feelings.
我妹妹都好勇敢。
My younger sister was brave.
去表达对母亲的不满，因为母亲不接纳我妹夫。
So she boldly shared that how my mother did not accept the brother-in-law.
最后我父母都向我哋兄妹两个人道歉。
At the end, my parents apologized to us both.
令我最感动的是我妈妈去跟我哋讲，因为佢由细到大，佢都冇喺父母身边，所以佢。 都唔识得点样做一个父母。
And most times when my mother said that she did not grow up under any love, so that's why she didn't know how to be parents.
我爸爸都系一样，所以佢唔识得点样经营一个家庭。
Same for my father, that's why he doesn't know how to work on a family.
最后我哋彼此嘅道歉。
So、
彼此的拥抱
we apologize to one another, we embrace one another.
现在我家有耶稣
Now we have Jesus in my family.
我相信会变得越来越有爱
和温度 I'm sure it will be more loving and more warm.
最感恩的是2021年一次属灵父亲的庆生会上面
In the birthday celebration for Pastor Jason in 2021,
有一个环节
There was a session.
就是要让我们每一个年代的组员出来感恩
So the cell members of every generation will give thanks.
当轮到我准备感恩的时候
When it was my turn,
我太太突然抢过我支麦
So my wife just got hold of the mic.
她第一次在小组里面分享
It was the first time for her to share in cell group.
她感谢属灵的父母
She thanked the spiritual parents.
去牧养我
to disciple me
她认同我改变了
she acknowledged that I have changed
她肯定和感谢我对家庭和两个女儿的付出
she affirmed and thanked me for my part in the family
这个突然其来的举动使得我哑口无言都不知道说什么好
I was totally like speechless by this sudden act
但是同时也都令到我明白
and then I realized
过去因着不认识耶稣
in the past I did not know Jesus
不愿意听
I didn't want to listen.
使我不知不觉就活在那个深渊谷底的里面。
So I was living in this deep pit.
没有自由，没有喜乐。
I was not free, I was not joyful.
但是在这个五年里面。
But in these 5 years,
当我愿意放低自己。
As I'm willing to lay down myself,
我愿意跟随耶稣。
I'm willing to follow Jesus,
也就是跟随教会去行。
And follow the church to go forward.
我就越来越轻松。
Then I become more
easy, 越自由
more free,
越开心
and more joyful.
当我整个人改变的时候
as I have changed myself,
我发觉我太太
so my wife,
我父母
my parents,
我妹妹
my younger sister,
以至我身边每一个人
and everyone around me,
都因着这个恩典而改变
they have changed because of this grace.
愿荣耀颂赞能力归给天上的阿爸父神
All glory and honor be to our Heavenly Father.